feel good for these guys, Brian. You know, I think these guys have fought hard to get into this position and just feel really proud. Like I told them just now, to be associated with these guys. You know, there were some, you know, obviously some adversity early in the season, and these guys rallied, and we've got good leaders. We've got good young players. We've got good role players. And now the second season starts, and that's what's exciting. And it's also really exciting that we didn't back in, you know, that we won our way in, and I think that's pretty cool.
53.
Well, the last thing I read was the funeral that we were going to have on Kirby. So hopefully we put a hold on that funeral. That was when I put the papers down for good, because I didn't want to see myself in a casket, that's for sure. But, no, I think, you know, I'm proud of these guys. You know, these guys worked hard, Brian. We demand a lot of these guys. You know, we're in here early in the morning. We practice hard. They do – you know, they really put a lot of time in. And so, you know, when you see their efforts rewarded and they do the things that you're asking them to do and they come out on the winning end, I think everybody feels good about that. I think our coaching staff did a nice job. But again, like, you know, do we want to, like, rest on our laurels of where we are right now? I think it's great. I really do. I think it's a good thing. But this is the second season, and you know, we'd like to try to keep it going. I mean, there's no question. I mean, in this league that you know, on any given Sunday, anything can happen. That's number one. I mean, and when you're into this tournament, you know, you can go back and look at the history of the playoffs in the NFL. I mean, it's really the teams that make the least amount of mistakes, the teams that make the most of their opportunities, the teams whose best players play the best in January. Those are the teams that win. And so we have to understand that. We've got to really try to build on our momentum. I think we do have some momentum, but, you know, we're only as good as our next game. So we really have to continue to try to build on that. I'd never get upset at you guys, Matt. You know that. I mean, where have you ever seen that?
Now, the thing is, everybody bought into that mantra. Is, let's do it yet one year. I mean, it's something that, okay, it's coach speak maybe, but the truth is your team bought into
it. Well, I don't even know. I just think that – you know, the phrase buying into, I don't even know what that means. I think that when you're a part of a team and you're the head coach, you try to, you know, give direction and be as good a leader as you can be. And I think one thing that we try to do is break it down into 16 one-game seasons. And it didn't go well early on, but I think overall the guys really did understand that, look, once that game happened on Sunday, we had to review it on Monday, but we had to quickly turn the page. And I think that's what you have to do in this league. You have to have a short memory. You have to learn from your mistakes, but you have to have a short memory.
Thoughts on the defense leading the way today?
Say that again, Matt.
Thoughts on the defense.
I don't think you can say enough about this defense, the way they've played over the you know, last 8 or 9 games. I mean, these guys have played really good football. There's a lot of trust on that side of the ball amongst each other with the coaches. You've got some guys playing some great football. Obviously, JJ had an unbelievable game today, and you've got better tackling, better communication, all the things that you need to play good football in this league, good defense in this league. You're having it. Well, I think there's some pretty – no, I think – I'll say this. I think we have to get a lot better in certain areas. You know, we had too many false starts, too many penalties on offense where we're not set, and things that are line of scrimmage penalties that are unacceptable, especially in the playoffs. But I did see some really good examples of complementary football, you know, where the defense got a takeaway and we turned it into points. And I think we have to continue to play that way. We have to play really good defense. We've got to take advantage of the opportunities the defense gives us offensively, and we've got to get better on special teams. There's a lot of things we can improve upon, and that's what's exciting about having another chance to go out there and get better. Yeah, it doesn't look good. I don't know his exact injury, but, you know, Dwayne Brown is the heart and soul of this – one of the heart and souls of this team. He's one of our leaders. He's been in this organization for a long time. He's experienced the ups and downs. He's a great person, great guy, hell of a football player, tough, football player. So, you know, anytime a guy like that goes down, you don't replace that guy. You may have to replace him with a couple guys and things like that. But I'm sure Dwayne will be around to help us continue with his leadership. I mean, I just walked in here, but I would say that what you saw today is similar to what we would do if that's the case with Dwayne, what you saw today.
Bill, what about having Bob as the owner? He dealt with it a couple of years now, and you guys hit 2-5, and I mean, some guys would have panicked. Some people made moves midseason. He's kind of allowed you and Rick to do your thing all year, and publicly always stood behind you guys.
Oh, I don't think you can work for a better owner. I mean, I don't think he lets us do our thing, though. I mean, we meet every Monday, and he tells us what he thinks.
Not,
I mean, no, I know he's not. No, he's not. You know, in every meeting and things like that. But he's the boss. He's the boss, and he wants to win. He wants to win for the city of Houston. He wants to win for these players. And he bought this team years ago. Trying to bring a winner to this city. And so I think anytime you can go out and work for a guy like that is a fair man, an honest man, and a good man, it's easy to come to work every day. I think the big thing in football is you have to be in it together. You know, you're a leader, you're the coach, and they're the player. I mean, that's obvious. But, I mean, you have to be in it together. You know, when things don't go well, you can't stand up in front of them and consistently point the finger at them. First thing you got to do is look in the mirror. And so, you know, I encourage communication. I think I'm tough on them. Sometimes I'm probably a little overboard on them, but I just want what's best for them. And I think that we as a staff, we believe in how to win. We have a system, a method of how to do it, playing complimentary football, playing tough, practicing competitively, meeting a lot, walking through, trying to, be on top of the details. And so hopefully that's the culture that we're creating here. Well, I think it shows that you're associated with good people, and you have to give those people a lot of credit. Of course, the head coach always, has to stand up here and answer the questions and be the face and things like that. But I think it's a lot. It's all about the people. It's about the players and how hard they work. It's about this coaching staff and how hard they work. And then that group of people coming together and trying to put a winning product on the field. That's what we're trying to do. And again, hopefully we can keep it going. We've got a little momentum right now, and we've experienced some injuries today. So hopefully guys can get healed up and help us win. But this is the second season. This is what you play for. I think he's been running well for a while now. I think the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've been playing that basically running back by committee, which I think is the way to do it. It's not by committee. It's more about the packages that they're all involved in. But he's really run with a purpose. Really, he had a couple called back today, and especially the long one. He probably almost had, 180 yards rushing if that wasn't called back. So I'm happy for him. He works really hard. He's a great teammate. He's on special teams. He's in all the meetings and trying to do what's best for the team, and that's really why I'm happy for him. I think with our team, the way we're constructed, we have to be able to run the ball. I'm not saying we have to rush for 300 yards a game, but I think we have to be consistent in a running game. We've got to be able to be in manageable third downs. I think, when you're in a bunch of third and longs because you can't run the ball, that's going to be a problem.